भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके ङ्गरतिवाचालङ्गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 16, text 51. Aham vai sarva bhutani bhutatma bhuta bhavana sabda brahma param brahma मम उभे शाश्वती तनु अहं वै सर्वभूतानि भूतात्मा भूतभावनः शब्दब्रह्म परं ब्रह्म ममो भे शाश्वती तनु अहं वै सर्वभूतानि भूतात्मा भूतभावनः शब्दब्रह्म परं ब्रह्म ममो भे शाश्वती तनु अहं वै सर्वभूतानि भूतात्मा भूतभावनः शब्दब्रह्म परं ब्रह्म ममो भे शाश्वती तनु अहम् आई वै इंडीड सर्वभूतानि expanded in different forms of living entities. Bhuta Atma, the super soul of all living entities, the supreme director and enjoyer of them. Bhuta Bhavanaha, the cause for the manifestation of all living entities. Shabda Brahma, the transcendental sound vibration, the Hare Krishna mantra. Param Brahma, the supreme absolute truth. Mama, my, Uve, both, namely the form of sound and the form of spiritual identity. शाश्वती इटर्नल तनु टू बॉडीज ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज moving and non-moving are my extensions and are separate from me. I am the super soul of all living beings who exist because I manifest them. I am the form of the transcendental vibrations like Omkara and Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. And I am the supreme absolute truth. These two forms of mine, namely the transcendental sound and the eternally blissful spiritual form of the deity, are my eternal forms. They are not material, purport. The science of devotional service has been instructed by Narada and Angira to Chitraketu. Now, because of Chitraketu's devotional service, he has seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By performing devotional service, one advances step by step. And when one is on the platform of love of Godhead, prema pumarthaman, he sees the Supreme Lord at every moment. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, when one engages in devotional service 24 hours a day, tesaṁ satata yuktānam bhajataṁ prītipurvakam, in accordance with the instructions of the spiritual master, his devotional service becomes more and more pleasing. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is within the core of everyone's heart, speaks to the devotee, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamang upayantite. Chitraketu Maharaj was first instructed by his gurus, Angira and Narada. And now, having followed their instructions, he has come to the stage of seeing the Supreme Lord face to face. Therefore, the Lord is now instructing him in the essence of knowledge. The essence of knowledge is that there are two kinds of vastu, substances. One is real and the other, being illusory or temporary, is sometimes called non-factual. One must consider these two kinds of existence. The real tattva or truth consists of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1-11. Vadanti tattva vidas tattam yas jnana advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabdhate. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan. The absolute truth exists eternally in three features. Therefore, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan combined are the substance. The categories of emanations from the non-substance are two: activities and forbidden activities, karma and vikarma. Karma refers to pious life or material activities performed during the day and the mental activities of dreams at night. These are more or less desired activities. Vikarma, however, refers to illusory activities, which are sometimes something like the willow, the wisp. These are activities that have no meaning. For example, modern scientists imagine that life can be produced from chemical combination. And they are very busy trying to prove this in laboratories throughout the world. Although no one in history has been able to produce substance of life from material combinations, such activities are called vikarma. All material activities are actually illusory, and progress in illusion is simply a waste of time. These illusory activities are called akarya, and one must learn of them from the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:17, karma no hi api bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmana, akarmanas cha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gati. The intricacies of actions are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, and what inaction is. One must learn of this directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who as Anantadev is instructing King Chatraketu. Because of the advanced stage of devotional service he achieved by following the instructions of Narada and Angira. Herein it is said, Aham bhai sarva bhutani. The Lord is everything, sarva bhutani, including the living entities and the material or physical elements. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhumir apo nalo vayu khaṁ mano buddhire vacha ahankara iti aṁme bhinna prakriti astada aparayaṁ itastannam prakritiṁ vittime param jiva bhūtaṁ mahāvāho eedaṁ dhāryate jagat. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego, all together these eight comprise my separated material energies. Besides the inferior nature, O mighty arm Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind which consists of the living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. The living entity tries to lord it over the material are physical elements, but both the physical elements and the spiritual spark are energies emanating from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord says, Aham bhai sarva bhutani, I am everything. Just as the heat and light emanate from fire, these two energies, the physical elements and the living entities, emanate from the Supreme Lord. Therefore the Lord says, Aham bhai sarva bhutani. I expand the physical and spiritual categories. Again, the Lord as the Super Soul guides the living entities who are conditioned by the physical atmosphere. Therefore, he is called Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavana. He gives the living entity the intelligence with which to improve his position so that he may return home back to Godhead. Or if he does not want to go back to Godhead, the Lord gives him the intelligence with which to improve his material position. This is confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. From within, the Lord gives the living being the intelligence with which to work. Therefore, the previous verse said that after the Supreme Personality of Godhead endeavors, our endeavor begins. we cannot independently endeavor or act upon anything. Therefore, the Lord is Bhuta Bhavana. Another specific feature of the knowledge given in this verse is that Shabda Brahma is also a form of the Supreme Lord. In his eternal blissful form, Lord Krishna is accepted by Arjuna as Param Brahma. A living entity in the conditioned stage accepts something illusory as substantial. This is called Maya or Avidya, ignorance. Therefore, according to the Vedic knowledge, one must become a devotee and one must then distinguish between Avidya and Vidya, which are elaborately explained in the Isopanishad. When one is actually on the platform of Vidya, he can personally understand the personality of Godhead in his forms like those of Lord Rama, Lord Krishna and Sankarsana. The Vedic knowledge is described as the breathing of the Supreme Lord, and activities begin on the basis of Vedic knowledge. Therefore, the Lord says that when he endeavors or breathes, the material universes come into existence and various activities gradually develop. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Pranavaha Sarva Vedesu, I am this level Om in all the Vedic mantras. Vedic knowledge begins with the vibration of the transcendental sound Pranava, Omkara. The same transcendental sound is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is no difference between the holy name of the Lord and the Lord Himself. This is a long purport. ॐ ज्ञानदमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वप्रदन्तिकं वन्देऽं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं शाग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथ नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणभूता श्रीविशाखान्वितं स हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकन्त राधाकन्त नमस्ते तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वानसते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरतिसे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे अहम वै सर्वभूतानि भूतात्मा भूतभावनः शब्द ब्रह्म परम ब्रह्म ममो वै सस्वतीतन। सो हियर इन दिस वर्स ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम लॉर्ड अनंत देव इज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग किंग चित्रकेतु अबाउट द एसेंस ऑफ नॉलेज। एज वी हैव read previously that how King Chitraketu attained the lotus feet of the Lord. He saw the Lord face to face just by following the instructions of his guru Narad Muni and also Angira. So here in this verse, Lord Anantadev is explaining about the essence of transcendental knowledge to King Chitraketu. So he is telling Aham Bhai Sarva Bhutani Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavanah. So Lord Anantadev says, अहं वै सर्वभूतानि। सो आई एम द ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज बोथ मूविंग एंड नॉन मूविंग। सर्वभूतानि द लिविंग एंटिटीज आर ऑफ टू काइंड्स, मूविंग एंड नॉन मूविंग, स्थावर जंगम। सो हियर द लॉर्ड सेज दैट आई एम द लिविंग एंटिटीज। That means, though the spiritual spark, Jivatma, is the expansion of the Supreme Lord, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but still, the Jivatma, when it is covered with material bodies, where the living entity is coming to this material world, and getting a material body. And in that way, he traverses through 84 lakh species of life. So that means Jivatma itself, though it is spiritual, but since it is covered by matter, the illusory energy of the Lord, that's how it is called bhuta, material. Because Jivatma, having material bodies and having covered its consciousness with material illusion, thinking in oneself as bhukta, the enjoyer. That's why it is stated that this material world is bhoktu and bhogyatmaka. Means here in the material world, the living entity is thinking that he is the enjoyer, and whatever is in this material world to be enjoyed by him only. So this material world is bhogyatmaka, to be enjoyed by the living entities. This is the illusion of the living entity. So, in this way, the living entity and the material elements, here the living entity having with material bodies, having covered its consciousness, is part of this material world, and then the material elements, physical elements, Bhinna Prakriti Ashtadha, the Pancha Mahabhuta, earth, water, fire, ether and sky. So, and then mind, intelligence and false ego. So these are all material elements. So all these material elements, this material energy of the Lord, they are all coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the source of everything, both material and spiritual. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matta bhajante mam buddha bhava samannita. So Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the source of everything, both material and spiritual. And those who are intelligent, Buddha, they worship me with devotion. Buddha bhava samannita. Understanding me, the source of everything, they worship me with devotion. So here the Lord explains that He is the source of everything. That's why He's telling that I am Sarvabhutana. I am the living entities. So that means the living entities cannot function without the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why in every living entity's body there is the living spirit soul, and then the Jivatma is there. So here the Lord first is explaining the material elements. Here Prabhupada says there are two types of elements. One element is spiritual, another element is material. So the spiritual element is called Vastava, and the material element is called Avastava. Vastava, that has been stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedyam Vastava Atra Vastu Sivadam. So to know the Vastava Vastu, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is the real Vastava Vastu. Vastava means real. He is the Supreme Absolute Truth. So He is actually real, Vastava. And everything else is avastava, unreal or temporary. So this material world is called unreal. This is temporary. But the Supreme Lord, which has three features, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabdate. The Lord is understood, the Supreme Absolute Truth is understood in three features, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabdate. He is known as Parabrahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So all these three features together, this is Vastava Vastu. This is the real Vastu, real truth. That means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everything else is avastava, is unreal and temporary. So here in the beginning of this verse, the Lord says, Aham vai bhuta sarva bhutani. So first He is describing avastava vastu, unreal, this temporary material nature. To establish the reality or the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Lord is first describing the temporary nature of this material world and the nature of the living entities. That how the living entities, though they are expanded forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of their desire to enjoy separately from the Supreme Lord, they have come to this material world, which is temporary, unreal, and they are getting this unreal or temporary bodies birth after birth. And in this way they are going through 84 lakh species of life. So the Lord is describing about this temporary nature of the material bodies and the material existence. To establish himself as the Vastava Vastu. So Darsa is telling Aham Vai Sarvabhuta. He is explaining about the living entities, both moving and non-moving, those who have material bodies, and those who are conditioned living entities, conditioned by material nature, three modes of material nature. So, in this way, now the Lord is establishing Himself as Vastava Vastu. First He is describing this avastava, this material nature, and now He is establishing Himself as Bhutatma. He is the soul of all living entities, the Supreme Soul. So in every living entity, the personal Jivatma is there, and with Him this Paramatma is also there. So He is the Supreme Soul in all living entities. And He is the real Vastava Vastu. He is only the Supreme Truth to be known. That's why it has been stated also that unless the Paramatma inspires, then the living entity cannot do anything. He is not independent. He is dependent on the Paramatma. When the Paramatma endeavors, then only living entity can endeavor. Otherwise, the living entity has no independence. That's why the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apohanam. I am sitting in everyone's heart, and from me remembrance, smriti, memory and forgetfulness comes. So He is controlling. He is giving us knowledge, He is giving us forgetfulness, He is also giving us memory to remember things. So He is controlling as Paramatma. So that means without this Paramatma, even the living entity cannot do anything. Even if the living entity gets a material body, still he is unable to do anything without Paramatma. That's why the Paramatma feature of the Lord. The Lord is establishing Himself as Paramatma in all living entities. So in the beginning He said that I am Sarvabhutani, yet I am situated in every living entity, or myself, I am the living entity, because without me there cannot be any living entity in this material world, there cannot be any material world itself. So He is everything, everything is emanating from Him only, the living entities and the material world. And then again the Lord is establishing Himself as Paramatma. He is sitting in the heart of all living entities and inspiring the living entities to work. So when the living entity wants to search for the Supreme Lord, then the Paramatma gives him the intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam tam jenamang upayantite. I give the intelligence by which the living entity can attain me. So Paramatma, He understands what we think, what we want. Accordingly, Paramatma will give us intelligence. If we want to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we want to attain His lotus feet, the Paramatma will guide us how to attain the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we don't want the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we want to enjoy this material world and we want to make economic advancement, then Paramatma will also give that type of intelligence, material intelligence. In that way, one can go away from the Supreme Lord and cultivate material knowledge. That's why it has been stated there are two types of knowledge. Actually, vidya and avidya. Avidya is actually not knowledge. Vidya is called the real knowledge. Avidya is actually ignorance. But this vidya gives the transcendental knowledge by which one can attain the lotus feet of the Lord and get out of this material world. That's why it has been stated that what is vidya na sar vidya ya vimukta. That is the real vidya or knowledge which can give us knowledge to be liberated from this material world. That is the real vidya. And nowadays we see in material world so many vidyalayas, so many schools, colleges, mahavidyalaya and viswavidyalaya, universities. But actually they are not vidyalaya because they are not giving the knowledge how to be liberated from this material world and how to attain the lotus feet of the Lord. They are only giving material knowledge. That's why they are avidyalayas, not vidyalayas. And this material knowledge is not taking them anywhere. They are going down to the hellish condition of life. So here the Lord says that he is bhutatma. So he is the paramatma sitting in everyone's heart at the super soul and giving direction to the living entities. And without him, the living entity cannot proceed either in material knowledge or in spiritual knowledge. So the paramatma is the basic feature who gives this knowledge to the living entity. And then the Lord says bhuta bhavana. So he is bhuta bhavana. So here another thing also Prabhupada says about karya and akarya, that how the living entities, they are working in this material world. So one may work in this material world piously, following the Vedic instructions, the instruction given in the Vedas. Vedas are the knowledge coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is a guideline for the living entities in this material world. How to attain Chaturvarga means dharma, artha, kama, moksha, then after all, then panchama purusartha, that is love of Godhead. So the Vedas are giving this knowledge to the living entities by which one can attain the supreme destination. After fulfilling his material desires, one can attain the supreme destination. So when one follows the Vedic instructions, then what is the real intent of the Vedas? That Vedyam Vastava Vastu Sivadam. In the Vedas, Krishna says, I am only to be known. That the goal of the Vedas is to understand me. So Krishna is Vastava Vastu, he is the real truth, and to understand him is the goal of the Vedas. So when one performs pious activities, then he is performing real karya or karma, and one can attain the supreme destination step by step. But when one is doing a karya, means vikarma, Prabhupada says vikarma, means sinful activities. So Prabhupada gives the example of this vikarma, how the scientists are working in their laboratories all over the world to produce life from chemical combinations.